This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Classic Buick GMC Carrollton and UBO Business Services. Since I don't do tickers, Killer, let's play a game here.
Let's play some catchphrase, okay?
You know how to play catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. Catchphrase is great.
Category, everyday life.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so if you throw up three words, the last one you bake.
Upchuck? Blowing up your cookies.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
You guys know this?
Oh, come on, David. Go, David.
Toss.
Okay. Toss your cookies.
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez.
I'm so proud
of
you.
Ready?
Yes.
Different education places you have to wear these.
Uniforms.
Yes. Go.
Okay. If you don't graduate from school,
you're a dropout.
But the first word's...
High school dropout.
No. It's like dropout, but another word for it.
Flunk out.
Yes. Come on.
You're wearing these right now.
Pants.
No,
shoes.
Up here.
On
your head.
Headphones.
There you go.
Can't say head, but... Oh, okay.
You lose.
No, I won. I got the most right. I was better. That's the Ticket Ticker.
You suck.
Next one at 7:50 with me. I'm David Mino. Here we go. This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by no one. All right. It's time for the Ticket Ticker Sprinter. It's our buddy Jason Kellison. He's in the hallway. Jason, you got us?
I got you. You got me?
Yes. Now what Killer is going to do is he's going to make one lap around the fourth floor of Cumulus. He's got to go down the back hallway, through cells, through the mailroom, the back hallway, by the freight elevator.
Around the cleaning crew.
He's got to dodge his way through the cleaning crew and then back around. I will be timing it.
We have set an over and under here, by the way.
Okay.
We'll just go with that. That'll be our bet. One, if Robert loses, he'll grow a mohawk.
It'll have to be a reverse mohawk.
No, we'll go with a minute 20 seconds.
A minute 20, okay. What are we...
I'm taking the way over.
He's going way over.
I'm going under.
And the winner, the loser will have to buy dinner next week.
Okay. Hopefully he can finish by the end of this song by Chuck Berry. Killer, are you ready?
I'm ready. Hold on. How long do I have left in this song?
Just on my mark, okay?
Okay?
I'll say ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. All right, you got to give us a play-by-play,
by
Killer.
The window. Oh, my God. I'm running as fast as I can.
Okay. Where are you at?
I'm going through sales. Dan Bennett's office. Dan Bennett's office.
I don't feel like this is what
door.
Jason sounds like during
something?
Sex.
Oh, watch out. Help.
This is like having a mic in his bedroom.
He's
got to
do the solo. Hit this pretty good.
Mic in his bedroom.
Key fob didn't work.
Oh, his fob doesn't work. You got to run back. Oh, he made it. Killer made it in 35 seconds.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wait, he's not back in your office.
He made it back.
Back.
Yeah, he made a whole lap.
Huh.
Plus some. All right, Killer, now you got to take a victory lap. That's the Ticket Ticker. Next one at 8:10 with me. This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by UBO Business Services. I'm David Mino, and I don't ever do tickers. I don't think I've ever done a live ticker before. I don't have a script in front of me, and I'm not going to do one. I've got one bit. I've got one thing I'm good at, and that is playing questions during the hard line for Corby. And thankfully, the Unticket has compiled a bunch of these, and I'm going to play a couple minutes of it for you right now.
Let's take a break, because there was one notable omission of E! News, and that is Aretha Franklin. We need to get to her next. But yes, Danny.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Danny. I mean, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Would you guys like to hear a Dallas Cowboys joke?
Sure. Why not?
What's the difference between women and cows?
I don't know. What's the difference between women and cows?
When you pull on a cow's boob, it doesn't crap on the floor. I'm funny.
We gotta go.
Whoa! Hey, Snake.
Yes.
Can I read this here real quick?
I mean, I guess.
Ooh, dee da doo da dee da dee da doo da dee da doo da doo dee.
I don't know. What did you just read me?
I don't know.
What is happening? All right, that is E! News. It's 4:51 on the ticket.
Happening.
All right, we got to go.
Hey, Snake.
Yes, Danny.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can you still get beans?
Where?
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
Get on with this.
Go. All right, we got to go.
Hey, Snake.
Okay, Danny, what?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You ever had sex at White Rock Lake?
Actually, that's a really good question. Unfortunately, no, I have not.
Why?
I don't know, man. Timing, I guess?
I'm just asking.
I know you're asking.
Hey, get on with this.
Well, we got to go.
Whoa!
Oh, that's good stuff. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm David Mino on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
It's the Ticket's 18th annual Whataburger Normathon. 18 straight hours of Norm Hitzkus, Donovan Lewis, and Mike Soroy from 6 a.m. to midnight on December 26th. Live from Star Power on the Tollway in Arapahoe. And brought to you by Dallas Gold and Silver and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Get ready, P1s, for the greatest show in the universe. It features one man whose sole purpose is to put on the greatest show in the history of time. It is the Mino Show, featuring your host, David Mino.
Yeah, how about that? Got my own open now. Good evening. This is David Mino, and you're listening to The Mino Show, the white elephant version of The Mino Show. Tonight, we're going to be taking some requests. We're going to be playing you guys' favorite segments from today's White Elephant Day. So give us a call, 888-787-1310. I'll play your favorite segments. Get things kicked off here with The Morning Show. This morning, it was Corby, Donnie, Bob, Jake, and Sean Bass. And they did their version of the Wife Olympics. They quiz their wives and see who had the smartest wives when it comes to sports knowledge. Here it is.
How many current Dallas Cowboys can you name? Go.
Dak Prescott. Dez Bryant.
Jake just threw his computer.
I was going to say Jason Garrett. Okay. He counts, right? The blonde who's on the the ticket. What's his name? I don't know.
That's against the rules.
Can I have the initials?
The blonde who's on the ticket.
Yeah. Really nice guy. You said you really liked him.
The one who retired last year?
Oh, darn it, did he? I don't know.
The one who's doing Monday Night Football?
Oh, shoot. I guess I lost.
Okay, hold on. No.
She says she guessed she lost. Sally got one. And that was Dak Prescott.
Yeah, last time we did this, it was... maybe we haven't done the Wife Olympics in a while, but last time she was asked for about a cowboy, she gave us Dez Prescott. So she's at least advanced past.
She's graduated.
That.
That's
who
good.
Who was the blonde nice guy?
Sean Witt. Lee has to be, right?
It was Jason Witt.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At least we didn't have to beep anything out, though.
No, you didn't. Let's roll with Twiggy. Let's see what Twiggy has to say about the Dallas Cowboys.
I need you to name as many Dallas Cowboy players as you possibly can right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Sean Lee, Mr. Lee. the one we just got. Coleman? No, that's not his name.
Coleman?
Dang it. What's the receiver we just got? I think his name is Coleman. I'm going to go with that. How many is that so far?
You've named four.
I've named four. Cole Beasley. I wasn't going to cuss.
He's a self-editor.
Oh, the guy that does the Ben Abbott and the social.
Hell yeah.
Dang, what is his name? I'm going to kick myself because I see that commercial all the time. Dang. Oh, crapola.
That it? You're done?
I'm
tapped
done.
Out?
I'm tapped out.
Well, the receiver.
Okay,
name.
So that was four for Twig. She did not get Ben Abbott and Associates. Now let's roll with Julie. Julie, Dallas Cowboys, go.
Name as many Cowboys as you can.
That play right now?
Yes.
On the team?
On the team.
Dak?
Yes.
Sean Lane?
Yeah.
Troy Aikman, just kidding. Darren Whitson. I know that I see their faces. No, stop.
You done?
Why am I on the spot?
It's okay.
Right now, when
it's okay. There's only a couple more questions.
Time to coax it. Like, please, dear God, there's only a couple more. So
right. You're fine. It's okay.
Two.
Julie with two. So now let's go to Jen to see how many Dallas Cowboys she can name.
All right. State your name, age, and occupation.
I don't want to tell my age.
Fry.
My name is Jen Bass, and I'm 36, and I'm a teacher.
How about that?
Very good. All right. How many players on the Dallas Cowboys current roster can you name?
Dak Prescott. Sean Lee.
God, those two.
The Whites.
Oh, Leighton Vander Esch.
Wow.
That's off the board.
You can tell she has a teacher's mentality.
Is Zeke still on the team?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
For now.
All right, that's it for Jen. So
Xavier Suafilo.
After one round, it's Twig and Jen tied for the lead at four. You have Julie and Kristen at two. Sally,
we didn't play. Mine.
We didn't play Kristen.
Oh, we didn't?
No,
I'm sorry. I just wrote the thing wrong.
I just had a really high moment. I'm like, oh my God,
am I
totally
tripping out?
All right, here's Kristen and I may have missed a beep. I don't know. Let's go, Kristen.
Keep dump button.
All right, so your first question is to name as many Cowboys as you can.
We did this not too long ago.
We're doing it again.
All right, yeah, we.
Dak, Zeke, Sean Lee, Cole Beasley. Trying to think of the linemen. Haven't had coffee yet.
And you're playing with pregnancy, right?
Yes. That's all I can think of right now.
That's it?
That's it.
That's so pretty good.
Yeah, Kristen with four. So it's Kristen, Twiggy, and Jen with four, Julie with two, Sally bringing up the rear with one. So now let's go to the Mavs. And let's start with Sally.
How many Dallas Mavericks can you name that are currently on the team?
One.
Go ahead.
Dirk.
Full name, please.
Dirk Nowitzki.
You're not sure?
Oh, no. That's all.
Okay, you don't want to take a shot at any other one?
No, there's two young kids, but I can't remember what their names are, but they're really good. That's all I know. Honey, I'm so bad. I don't know anybody else.
You're doing great.
So, Sally with one. Again, she named one Maverick. Let's go with Julie and the Mavs.
Name as many Mavericks as you can.
Luca.
Mm-hmm.
I know Curry.
No, he's not on the team.
Seth's not on anymore.
Mm-mm. How about that?
Dirk? Yeah.
Mid-level exceptions.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to say his last name?
No.
I don't?
Mm-mm.
And, I don't know, a few others.
No.
What's your other page, too?
What are you guys eating?
Oh,
pretzels.
JJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's still on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't eat on the air, Corby.
Oh yeah, Devin Harris. But I'm thinking, where's the other? Not Dwight, the other tall guy. They're all tall.
So Julie comes in with a five-piece for the Mavericks. How about that? Now let's go to Twig and the Mavs.
Name as many Dallas Mavericks as you possibly can.
Oh, I'm going to start with Dirk. And I'm going to say Barea. I'm going to say Devin Harris, who just came back. What's the new kid? Oh, Smith is his last name.
Counts.
Let's see. Ooh, it's a guy that's got a hyphen name. He just came back from injuries. Crap, don't. He got two names. It's across his jersey. I don't know it, but it's two names across his jersey. That may be it.
That's it?
Who that? How many that name? A name like
Devin Barea Dirt Smith. Yes. That's it. Because I can't give you a hyphen name. I know you're talking about it. You don't say his
name.
Yeah,
I can't.
So she was confused about Finney Smith.
Yeah.
But she got four.
That's good. He's not doing a local lawyer spot. So she didn't have a lead.
Can't sing that. All right, let's go with Jen. And Jen with the Mavs.
How many Dallas Mavericks can you name?
Dirk.
Good.
Luka.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Barea. Devin Harris.
How does JJ and Devin make everyone's list?
Not everyone's. With his confused face.
You can tell when it slows down a little bit. You know, they go fast at the beginning, and then they're trying to think. And Jen is very calculated in her thinking. That's the teacher in her, I think. And she's not going to get any more. So okay. That's four. That's she's four. Done. Let's roll with Kristen and hold the dump button, please.
Yeah, I think...
Kristen and the Mavs.
All right. Obviously, next is Mavericks.
Luka. Dennis Smith Jr. Dirk. There's that other European guy. Can't think of his name.
Maxie.
The Puerto Rican guy.
He's been here a long time.
Puerto Rican guy.
Didn't get that.
I told you.
And we dumped it too. We caught it in
a relationship. But remember when one of
JJ Barea.
Okay, him. But then remember one of the players that his first time here, Katie May.
Oh, Devin. Devin.
Okay.
I have to give the hint of remember when one of your friends made out with him at a club when he was first here.
Wow.
It was early. It was
like an 05?
Like 04, 05. And she's like, oh, yeah, Devin.
All right, we're halfway through this. Let's take a break. We'll come back, maybe play the rest of it. So right now, Twig and Jen are on top with 8. Kristen and Julia tied with 7. And Sally with 2.
Yay.
But we have a long way to go.
Yeah, wait.
Stars and
baseball.
Rangers. I mean, we all know about baseball and hockey, all of our wives.
This will take one minute.
We'll get after it later on in the program.
That was part one of the Wife Olympics here on White Elephant Day. This is the Mino Show. We're taking requests tonight, doing things a little bit different. Let's take our first request. Let's go to Jorge. Jorge, what's up?
Hey, dude. This is Jorge Villanueva. I'm Dr. Maxwell's assistant. He wanted me to call you to schedule a time to come in and point at the doll where Norm touched you. Is this a good time to do that?
Yeah, we can do that sometime. Is there a segment you'd like to hear?
Sure. How about the 840 bit?
All right, let's do that. This is the morning show. This is Corby, Donnie, Bob, Jake, and Sean. This is their take on the 840 bit this morning.
It is, of course, time for Funny Bit. And we didn't really have much. And so what we decided to do was just make this real organic. And so what you're about to hear is what really went on in our show meeting as far as preparing for this day. We've got 4.5 hours to fill. Lots going on.
It was mic'd up?
It was mic'd up.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I rolled on about 2.5 hours, and this is what I would like to call the best of our meeting. Are you playing it from there?
All right, so that's it. Everything done. We have one segment from our 4.5 hour program that needs filling, and I really, at this point, don't care if anybody wants to do something specific. Speak now.
Now, it doesn't matter to me, man. I'm open to whatever.
You guys already rejected my idea of going through Gribble's favorite holiday memories at war for a second time, so that's all I had left. If we're not doing that, I got nothing.
Hey, let's all rank our moms.
Okay.
Feels like a shot.
Your mom's number one.
Just one to five, rank our moms.
Your mom.
And then we'll have the playoffs, like the college thing.
I only have two, so how am I going to get to
five? Oh, you win.
All right. Yeah. Who else on the committee?
You have
that,
a better chance.
Well, you know,
what?
In about a week and a half or so, we got the winter meetings going on in Vegas this year.
Yeah.
And look, I know everybody is kind of sportsed out right now, but I feel like we really need to talk about not only what the Rangers are doing this offseason, maybe the Seattle teardown.
And baseball. Deep dive. Man, even Martin couldn't make baseball funny.
I know a lot of people are really kind of poo-pooing.
Yes, he could. Because he's Martin. What's up? What's up? What's up? What if they replaced Fat Albert with Mr. Phil? Ho, ho, ho. It's Mr. Phil.
Double A level. Speaking of the double A level, the rotation for the Riders next year is going to have a couple of lefties that are pretty damn good.
Donovan won't even look at me.
Coming back,
Donnie,
Tommy John.
Look over here. Look over here. Note to self, my thoughts have been spot on all these years. Black guys do not have ESP.
6'1", 170 from the
left. I'm going to ram this pencil in Sean's ear, and I feel like I won't even get in trouble for it.
Hickory, he had a 2.24 ERA. He struck out 122, and we all know how this organization wants to miss bats right now. 2017 went to Down East.
I'm having flashbacks in here. This feels like a Sunday morning.
And actually, late in the year,
except
you know, the Rangers were out of it. Nobody.
I don't smell like cigarettes.
He actually got a couple of AA starts,
but
some pretty good things. And
I will soon if he keeps this up.
Is a rotation piece.
There was only one person on earth that can make me care about the Rangers, and they fired her dad weeks ago.
He's got a really good break.
It's a real bummer I never got to meet the old man. I'm sure he would have loved me.
Plus fastball.
I bet she smelled good.
Backdoor curveball. It flashes 1-6. It works pretty good.
I wish I knew exactly how much money everyone in this room made.
Could be a real out pitch. Got
to work Bob over there. There's no way he's paying close attention to this.
Went up to Frisco last year after coming over.
I bet all he has going on upstairs is just
he's the type
football.
Of guy that
soccer, hockey, football.
Even by the end of this season,
hockey.
Even the Rangers rotation,
soccer, football, hockey, UFC, soccer, sure, football, hockey.
I know it's a couple of years away, but definitely in the new park. You're talking about Hans Kraus.
Football, soccer.
I don't want to jinx
hockey.
You're talking
hockey,
about a guy who just might be the biggest
soccer, football, football.
You know,
soccer,
smart,
hockey,
kinda quirky,
hockey, soccer,
tattoos,
football.
But man, really, he's just got devastating stuff. And I know it was at A-ball last year, but he tore up Spokane.
You think when Bob talks to himself, he never answers because the questions are so long, he forgets what he said to him?
The mental makeup's there, the stuff is there, all the
scouts. What if Jake's baby comes out black?
He could probably hit for
his will he think I'm that boy's pappy?
Than that, considering his age. The real worry, though, with him is his delivery. I mean, if you
oh,
the way he goes and attacks him,
man.
He's awesome, but he's got a really
look at Donovan.
Delivery. He's a real,
so jacked.
Wiry guy, like lots of
you know, if my baby is born and it looks like it's
and
black, I'm not 100% sure he's the father.
Pitch. However,
Kristen always loved him.
The delivery is so that you're just waiting.
I think I'd be okay with that, though. I'm sure he'll be great about child support.
Homegrown pieces in the rotation. Now the question is,
man, he is still talking.
I mean, dude, your guess is as good as mine. And honestly, from a pitching standpoint, I do think going get Jeff.
Another note to self. Build a time machine. Go back to 1975 and kill Sean's parents. But bring this audio and play it for him so they'll totally understand why they're being killed.
Every position is pretty well spoken for, but they've got to do something at center field. I'm sorry, but Delino DeShields.
Oh, man, look at Donovan. Really tell he's been working out. Big old chocolate buck.
Right-handed bat. I don't know if they're going to be able
to really hot.
The center field crop is kind of
better not stand up. Wish that think about baseball thing worked for me, though.
Oh, what do we think? Sound good? Guys? Guys?
There you go.
Wow.
A little insight on what happened.
Well, I'm really sorry you guys didn't want to. I mean, I would have come up with something else. I mean,
it's quite a meeting.
You were great.
Yeah,
when you hear the randomness of, he did really well in A-ball.
Hans Krause, come on.
Oh.
Got a hot mom.
There we go. One segment down. Coming up next, we're going to take some more requests. 888-787-1310. Give me a shout. I'll play your favorite segments from today's White Elephant Day on the Mino Show here on The Ticket. You know what I miss? Tickers at the bottom of the hour.
Turn off the TV and turn on The Ticket. After every Mavericks home game, for our Dallas Mavericks postgame show, HSOs are a slam dunk with Jake Camp and Mark Folliwell on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, it's the Mino Show. What's up? 8:40 in the p.m. Playing the top segments of the day from this White Elephant Day. I'm taking your calls, 888-787-1310. Let's get into it. Kelly, what's up?
Hey, Mino.
What's up? What do you want to hear this evening?
I want to hear some of Julie, but you got to give me dibs on, I'm not just Kelly, I'm blind Kelly.
Blind Kelly, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the compound.
Yes, you were part of an e-break this year.
Yes, I was. So anyway, I want to hear Julie Dobbs. I'm like, totally, she's awesome. So I want to hear some Julie Dobbs, if that's okay.
Absolutely. How about some Julie with Tyler Sagan? Did you hear that today?
I did. I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, and I've listened until, like, right now I'm talking to you.
So awesome.
I have been listening all day. So, yeah, cool. Julie Dobbs is awesome.
I appreciate you. All right. Here's Julie Dobbs' exclusive interview with Tyler Sagan.
We're going to do things a little different today because it's White Elephant Day here on The Ticket, which means that I'm here and I'm doing this interview and I'm surrounded by different people than that are normally here during midday. So we're going to do things a little bit different. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. So just to set this up, what's going to happen here? I think we all remember a few weeks ago when our friend and Bad Radio's own Tyler Sagan won his e-break here on The Ticket.
Dude, Danny,
poor Tyler was awoken
right
from
now.
His daily nap to appear on our show, and he found himself stuck in the rare book depository bear trap.
Chill,
like, how often does that happen, right, in your afternoon nap? This led him
not
to be
cool.
Not cool. This led him to be nominated
Mino.
For and win his very first.
All right, what is it, Danny?
Guess what?
What?
I know a buddy that's our age.
Okay, well, first of all, you're like 50, and I'm 30, so that doesn't even make sense.
Get on with this.
All right, back to Julie Dobbs and Sagan.
Break. Tyler, do you know what an e-break is?
I do not, but it sounds pretty important.
Okay, it's very important, and you're in a very distinguished group. You and I both won our first e-break in the past couple of months, so congratulations, buddy. I think we need to replay it just so Tyler can hear how it all went down and what some of the people that are in this room with us right now said about Tyler.
What's your favorite attraction in the Metroplex that you've been to? What's number one on your list?
In Dallas?
We're not going to make you say like the book depository or anything like that.
I don't really read, so we're good.
Are you aware of the Sixth Floor Museum?
Nope. We got a museum.
Are you aware of any sort of historical moment in Dallas's history?
Well, there's that big eyeball downtown. I passed that a few times. It's got to mean something.
Okay.
The book depository is where somebody shot President Kennedy many years ago.
Oh, you're talking about that.
Okay, so that's how it all went down. He's just calling in for his weekly radio show, being a nice person, doing Bad Radio a favor, and that's what they did to him. And then, on the Musers, they got to roast him a little bit more when he was nominated for his e-break and won his e-break. And so, Tyler, we're going to use this time here for you to get a little bit of redemption. First of all, do you have anything that you want to say about that situation and maybe winning your first e-break?
I'm sorry that I was caught in a nap, I guess. I'm sorry that I'm Canadian. I'm Canadian.
Oh, they apologize for that.
They apologize for everything, those Canadians. They're so nice. Okay, well, So this is what I want to do.
Where's my reward, though? Don't I get a reward for getting a break or nothing?
There's a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want it?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. I can make that happen.
But it's like the Stanley Cup. You have to give it back when there's a new winner crowned.
Yeah, and it's already been bypassed, so I don't know how we'll work through that technicality. But we can, Tyler. I will get it for you, and we can take a congratulations photo. So
do I get 24 hours to do whatever I want with it, like the cup too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine.
24 hours with the E-Break trophy and Tyler Seguin. Let's do it.
That's hot.
So
this is what we're going to do. Now, we're a little shorter on time than I would like, but I want to see what would happen if these guys were dropped in the middle of Canada to go be professional curlers or something, and then they were put on the spot on a radio show where people are dropping all this Canada knowledge on them. How would they react? So Tyler and I have been working on a little quiz, a Canada quiz, if you will. And Tyler, you can take it from here.
All right. First question. What is different about a CFL football field than an NFL field?
Oh, it's shorter.
It's wider and longer.
Oh, that's what I meant.
110 yards.
I say to all the guys.
Right? 110 instead of 100.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good job. Good job. It's a sports station. I'm glad you guys know that one. It gets harder. Okay, what's next, Tyler?
What is a Mountie?
That is a policeman on horseback.
Mm-hmm. Canadian Mounted Police.
These guys are pretty good. They're good.
I didn't think we could get past the Mountie thing without some smart-ass remark about Mounties.
Norm?
And mounting.
Not me. You're not going to get me say this, Tyler. I've won 101 emergency breaks. I'm 100 ahead of you in air screw-up, so I'm being very quiet here.
All right, fair enough. All right, next question. What is a bunny hug?
A bunny hug.
Yeah.
Something that Hugh Hefner used to give a lot of.
Did you like that, Tyler?
I like that. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's one of us. Okay, so I think it has to do with...
I think it has to do with driving.
Nope. Article. It's an article of clothing.
A bunny hug is like a hat with ear flaps that come down.
Good guess. It's a hoodie.
A hoodie.
Okay.
Thought it might be very tight jeans.
That might
be a buddy hug.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Next one. I think this one's easier to me, so I don't know. What is a toque?
It's a stocking
toboggan.
Cap.
Yeah, toboggan. Like you wear on your head.
Yeah.
There he's a toque guy.
I wore one. I brought one today.
Not like a sled. What's the other form of toboggan? It's a sled, right?
Yeah.
Who says toboggan?
It's stupid Texans.
Oh, Americans. You guys are funny. All right.
We buried a president today.
Yeah. All right. I'm skipping the next question because I actually didn't even know the answer.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. This
Who
one
is JFK.
Yeah. Hockey is the most prevalent sport in Canada, but what is the country's official sport?
Prevalent.
I'm going to say curling, right?
No. I used to play this sport my whole life. Huh. I don't know if that helps at all.
You played this sport your whole life?
Yeah, besides hockey, until I was 17.
Water volleyball.
How would you guess that?
Volleyball.
Because of sports?
Lacrosse.
Yes, yes. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Collective awe.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. All right.
Okay.
What?
Can you sing the first stanza of O Canada?
O Canada, you are good.
I think it's We Stand on Guard for Thee.
We stand on guard for thee.
Through thick and thin.
Through loss or win.
We will be here for a long time.
Wow. Tyler, what do we think?
To that, I'd simply say...
Did we crush it?
Hey, what? A for effort. I don't know about those lyrics. A for effort.
Then I'd say to you, Tyler, God keep our land glorious and free.
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
I'll give you guys that.
Just a few more.
No, a few more. What is Canadian money called?
Loonies.
Yes.
What's the loony?
Is that right?
That's right. Isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you. A loony equals what?
A dollar? A Canadian dollar?
And then what's $2?
Two loonies.
A toque. No. A toque.
No.
Toboggan?
Nope. Hmm. A toonie.
A toonie, that's right.
A toonie.
That's right.
Toonie. It just makes sense.
That was Junior, Gordo, Julie, Danny, Norm, and Ty on of Tyler Sagan. You can hear them, well, never, because it's White Elephant Day, so it's a one-day thing. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to take more of your calls for requests, 888-787-1310, here on the Mino Show, on The Ticket. Good. The Ticket
Ticker. Hey, real quick, Snake Man.
Yes, Danny.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Who is your favorite band, Social Distortion?
Of all time?
I'm just asking.
No, they're not.
Why?
Well, they're just not.
I don't care.
Why'd you ask?
Shut up.
Okay, God.
Take a break. Almighty.
God. All right, that is E! News.
So much for less is more.
Boy, tell me about it. It's 4:52 on The Ticket.
That one, and when the girl stuck the phone in her hoo-ha. That was fun.
All right, we got to
Hey, Snake.
Yeah, waiting for something like that this year.
Hang on, Mike. Yes, Danny.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Do black people like tacos?
Well, according to the commercial, I like tacos.
I bet yes. They do.
Yes.
What? I bet they do.
Okay.
They can't
Thank
hear
you,
it.
Danny.
Bye.
Thank you. That's the family of the 3-year-old girl that went missing last week.
Let me ask you something.
Yes?
What's your normal Starbucks order? Have you ever ordered anything insane?
Insane? No. I just go with coffee and maybe a...
That sounds like a train station fitness program.
God, it does. What's your normal Starbucks order? Have you ever ordered anything insane?
What are you ordering for
Hi,
your
this
Starbucks?
This is George D. John. Why do we crap your pants?
Have you ever thought about it? Saturday, 7 a.m. on the train station.
Why do we crap your pants? Like him and his friends go to your house and crap your pants.
They grab your pants out of the dirty clothes.
Why do we, plural people, crap your pants?
What about mud?
All right, we got to go.
All right, that is Community Quick Hits at 6:35 here on The Ticket.
That's The Ticket Ticker. Next one coming up tomorrow morning at 5:30 with Rich Phillips. I'm David Mino on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket.
Donovan Lewis and Norm Hiskus are the Normandy Invasion, storming the sports beaches tomorrow, 10 till noon, on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM. The Ticket.
Good evening. This is The Mino Show. I'm your host, Chris House. Counting down the best moments from today's White Elephant Day. Taking your requests. So let's get into it. We've got some phone lines open. Give me a call, 888-787-1310. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick in Dallas. What's up, man?
Hey, Mono. First of all, dude. I love your work on the hard line with Danny.
I love your work.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Respect.
To me. I didn't get any work done today because of White Elephant.
I didn't either.
I would love to hear the Prince Fielder as Prince while they were eulogizing President Bush today.
Awesome. I got that. One of my favorite moments from the day, that was from Muse in the News this morning with Corby, Donnie, Bob, Jake, and Sean Bass.
So, but what's the cost difference between... Just is it cheaper
cremation?
To burn? Yeah.
Oh, I would think so. Yes.
Or to launch?
You'd have to. You have to pay for the urn, but I'm pretty sure that's cheaper than a casket.
Like the water balloon slingshots, or the
like
fun slingers.
Like the mass fun slingers.
Yeah.
So they fill you up in like t-shirts or balloons, and they toss you at the game.
And you're in little like the 300s.
Yeah, yeah, you're up in the 300s.
Yeah. And then the person who catches you, as soon as they catch a balloon, it just explodes.
Put a little
and
helmet
you're all
on the
over
guy.
The place. Yeah.
They attach a chicken wing coupon to it. So there's a
they have the extra. Drone. They have the little blimp
drop you from a Chipotle over.
There's no way a president's ever been cremated, right?
Well, I'm sure they have.
And they
a
just
free
they rob us
free
of this
Slurpee.
Entire.
Like, is George Bush going to be? You're going to see the body?
I mean, he's in the casket.
He's in the casket with the
dog,
flag draped
the dog
over
was
it.
Sitting next to it.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Do
you know?
Let me tell you something.
He's about
Uh-oh.
To go for the dog.
Uh-oh.
Do we have an open for this?
He's got Sully in the crosshairs.
And now it's time for Uh-oh. Let me tell you something with Corby.
Here's the deal.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. He stepped it up.
An open with inside and open.
Do you know how many times...
Pre-said.
Do you know how many times that photo was passed around and people are like, oh, God, poor Sully lost his lifelong companion. And that dog's just sitting there in front of the casket. Meanwhile, the photographer, it took him 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's for him to situate the dog right there. Stay.
You've taken photos with your dog before, right, Donovan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the first thing I thought. We recently tried this, and it took 2 hours.
Yes, absolutely. And then that dog is just laying there all peaceful and kind of...
just jam a needle in his neck.
Well, no. I'm pretty sure that service dog is very responsive to orders and commands because he's a service dog. Mm-hmm. So... I'm thinking, well, it takes our wild-ass animals an hour or something. If you tell him to lie there and just sit, he'll do it.
Ham it up a little bit.
Well, yeah. Cue the tears.
Can you cry?
Yeah.
And they just had the action shot where his eyes are wide open, but then when he blinks, they're just taking like 100 pictures in a row.
Here's another deal.
Uh-oh.
Sully? old sweet Sully down there by the casket?
What could this possibly be?
Rough.
He's only been George Bush's dog for 5 months.
Don't be
that
guy.
That's okay.
Why are you taking on the service dog?
You have your dog for
him. I'm taking on the hypocrisy of the photo to make it look like for 22 years, Sully's been next to George Bush's side.
On 58 fighter missions with George Herbert Walker right there in the cockpit.
He's got little glasses on. It's like his R2-D2 up in the X-Wing.
Get some, Sully.
Sully's there for the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a photo op, dude.
This is partisan politics right here.
Nothing more, nothing less. That was a simple photo op. If that would have been his life.
This is Obama's dog. You're like, man, this is the greatest thing I ever saw.
The dog was beautiful. The dog loved Obama.
He had it for 3 weeks. That's okay. I loved my dog after 3 days.
All right, I'd like to confess something.
Go ahead.
On this very topic. And my confession is, as I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday, and I saw the hardline was eulogizing 41 right now on the ticket, I thought to myself,
what happened with...
Dude, did Dirk retire?
You're perfect. Everything about you is perfect.
Oh, no.
Tell me Dirk didn't retire.
Oh, wait. No wonder
the president
died.
Sleep, dude.
Okay.
So I tuned it on, and I'm like, oh, they're talking about the president.
This is a ticket text for anything.
Wait, this is the older one, right? Okay, no big deal. All right, yeah. Yeah.
Politics. That's cool.
They all die.
No. We lost Dirk?
Well, the four living ex-presidents will be there. Among them, the son, George W.
Underrated Robert Smigel cartoon, by the way.
What?
The ex-presidents.
Oh, ex-presidents on SNL?
I didn't see that.
Oh man, it was great.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, it was the cartoon. Saturday TV Funhouse.
Very funny. They had powers.
For about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
It was great.
I do remember that. President Trump will attend. He's not scheduled to speak, which is a shocker. They're not going to have him speak. Also attending, one king from Jordan, one queen of Jordan. Two princes. Which prince from Britain is going to be there? They're just listing it from the UK.
What if Prince shows up?
Well, we got a real story.
Fielder.
Would that Trump?
What? Well, yeah. And he's wondering. Prince Fielder's like, the hell am I doing?
Actually,
here?
No. 41 requested Prince, and they were scrambling because, of course, Prince has died. So they actually got Prince Fielder to try to perform some of Prince's songs.
And Prince of Makamura. They're just trying to get all the Prince.
But what if they tried to really sell it and they put Prince Fielder in Little Prince's outfits?
Yeah.
With the ass out, pants, and the high heels.
You want the check.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
What am I doing here?
You want me to do I Will Die for You? Okay.
41's favorite song was Purple Rain, so Prince Fielder's out there.
For like 40 minutes. Can I stop?
What?
What?
Screws up the karaoke screen.
What?
Oh, my God.
So, R.I.P. I think is what we're...
I'm not going to be able to get that image out of my head today.
Giant print. He's got a little ranger hat on.
It's time we all reach out for something new. That means you too.
What?
Oh, gosh, that's awesome.
That's where Sully really lost his patience with the service.
He's just barking. This is not right.
Ruh-roh.
Babe, I'll never steal you from another, another.
Well, it's probably someone's probably someone's birthday and stuff. But.
So fat. In Bladen, like 2 years, he's gained like 80 more pounds. He's in that tiny purple suit.
I imagine his kids being with him in Rangers like clubhouse gear like they always were. Like one of them just kind of has a bat.
Takes up the shorts. Yeah.
Hey, we got to pay the bill somehow. I'm not, daddy's not playing anymore.
They want me
never
to do
meant
what?
To cause you any sorrow. Look, golly.
Look, I ain't doing raspberry beret.
I tell you one damn thing I'm not doing.
Yeah,
I'm doing raspberries. Too happy of a song. Well, excuse me, sir. Who are you?
This is what it sounds like. That's what windows cry.
And there's big fat Lisa and Wendy over there too.
Is the water warm enough?
Yes, Lisa.
Shall we begin?
Yes, Lisa. If Prince Fielder walks out.
That's what the King of Jordan is like. What is this?
But then the prince from Europe just puts his liner up, and he's going back and forth.
And they've got like 72-year-old Apollonia on the motorcycle sitting over on the side, kind of saggy jugs.
Chuck E. Cheese playing the drums. It's the greatest funeral ever.
Oh, anyway. All right, everybody.
Rest in peace. Really. Really. Rest in peace.
Oh, golly.
It's the Mino Show. We're here until about 10 o'clock tonight, taking your requests, your favorite white elephant segments of the day. We got some phone lines open right now, so give me a call, 888-787-1310. You know the number. Let's take a call now. Let's go to Phil.
Hey, Mino.
Hey, Phil.
Hey.
How's it going?
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
There's one thing that made me miss my Cyberbone Cup and pee all over my steering wheel. It was Monty on Monty.
Heck yeah, we got to play that, man. That was personally my favorite segment of the day. This was this afternoon. This was Dan, George, Mike Soroy, Mike Reiner, and don't forget Fernando. As every day at I guess today's Wednesday, so every Wednesday at 5:50, the Hardline has Coach Jim Montgomery on, Monty on the Hardline. And we had our Monty up, my buddy Justin Montemayor, and we had our Monty ask the other Monty some questions, and it's gold.
6 o'clock here on The Ticket. It's White Elephant Day. It's Giorgio, the three Mikes, Soroy, Rhines, and Fernando, along with Dan McDowell. And we're doing 3 to 7. Normally this time you hear the Hardline talk to Jim Montgomery, the head coach of the Stars. We thought we'd put a different twist on this for this week only, because we have Justin Montemayor that works for The Ticket. So it's Monty on Monty here at 6 o'clock on The Ticket.
One fires up the Stars.
The other fires out of bed.
One just beat the Flames.
One loves Kevin James.
One keeps the Stars in contention.
One plays Red Dead Redemption.
It's time for Monty and Monty. It's time for Monty.
Hey, Coach Monty, are you there?
Hey, we're banging it out on The Ticket tonight. I love this Monty on Monty stuff, the M&M boys.
People have been wanting this for a long time. I'm glad we were finally able to do it.
Well, it's awesome.
So I guess my first question to you is, how do you think the Stars are doing?
I think we're doing better. I think I think you can start to see us becoming a team, and that's the most important thing that you have to Junior has become a team, and you're starting to see guys fight for each other, literally, where guys are getting cheap-shotted, and you got guys dropping gloves and going in there for each other. And after you get that, your team can really grow by leaps and bounds, and I think we're in for a fun year.
Yeah, win streaks are tight. They're tight. So this is your first year with the Stars. Do you like this gig?
Yeah, I love this gig.
No, that wasn't the question. I guess, do you like your job? Like, do you like being the coach of the Stars?
Yeah, that's my gig. My gig is coach of the Dallas Stars, and I love it. I love this city. I love our fans, man. Our guys play great at home because we have great energy in the AAC.
Thanks, Monty. Let's get some hardcore hockey questions, if that's all right with you.
Let's go. Let's go hardcore.
So where are you with the current debate on shot metrics and how it correlates to a team's success? And I guess which shot metric do you think is more of a valid reflection, Corsi or Fenwick?
Well, after, deciphering a bunch of algorithms and looking at the pros and cons of both the Fenwick and the Corsi, we've determined that we're not going to use either. And that we're going to think that our scoring chances that we keep are more prevalent to us knowing who's helping the Dallas Stars on a nightly basis.
So I guess a follow-up to that is, when you're on the bench, how cold do your balls get?
There's shrinkage. I will tell you that. There is shrinkage.
To like a raisin or... I guess we need a start point and an end point.
Yeah, not... Yeah.
So
I wouldn't say raisins.
Okay.
More like a dried plum, you know, a dried plum.
Yeah. It depends on how cold it's in there, sure. Continuing on the hardcore hockey theme, you said one of your five objectives for every game is to win like 60-65% of your faceoffs, but really aren't faceoffs just another, you know, puck battle? I mean, why do you consider faceoffs more important than other puck battles?
Well, because if you win it, you start with the puck. And when you win your face-offs, that's how the game starts, and the most important parts of any face-offs in a game are usually critical. So it sets the tone for all the other puck battles.
Okay, you mentioned something there that kind of got my brain churning. What's the loudest fart you ever heard?
Wow, that's easy. I remember being in microeconomics my sophomore year in college, and there's 300 students, and one of my teammates is sitting beside me, and he sneezed during the exam and lit up the whole room because it came out loud at the other end.
Who's the loudest?
He went really five different shades of red.
Who's the loudest farter you've coached?
Oh, a guy named Peter White, that it was actually someone I played with. I mean, I don't think this guy ever chewed or put salt on his food. It was only pepper. Not only was it loud, but it was rancid.
Well, speaking of him, some coaches say that dependability and availability is a skill. Do you worry that Ben Bishop is injury prone? And does that really affect how how much you depend on him?
I don't think Ben Bishop is injury prone. Because he's really professional about how he takes care of himself. But with Dallas's, we have the second most travel in the league. That's why it's really important that our starter doesn't start as much as other teams so that we don't put him in a position to get hurt.
You know, the NHL over the last, 10, 15 years has seen so many great players come into the league at 18, 19, 20 years old. How is it possible to play at that level at such a young age?
You know, athletes today are trained better, and they get the best skill development is better than we've ever seen, and the strength and conditioning element of how they become a more explosive athlete at such a younger age has allowed athletes at every sport, I find, but hockey in particular, and we have a beauty in Miro Heiskanen in here who is showing everybody how talented he is already just 28 games into his career.
All right. Well, since you sound about as interested in this as we are, we're going to let you go. So I really wish this would have gone better, Monty, but we'll have to try this again another time.
Guys, just give me one more chance. I swear I'll be better next time.
All right, Monty. Practice and get back to us.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That is Monty.
That was great.
On Monty.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
But Justin had to tell him at the end that he wasn't as interested.
Yeah, that was the hardest one.
He said, your answer led me to this question. What's the loudest fart you've ever heard?
And he had an answer.
Yes. He loved him. Monty, you killed
it. Man, he loved you.
He doesn't like you guys.
No, he hates us. He loved you.
Yeah.
Because I ask the questions people want to hear.
Maybe that's just a new weekly.
Maybe it is.
Been born. You got an open. You already got a song and everything.
Who did that with you, Soroy?
Me and Ryan Medellin, the ticker man, yesterday. Got the duet in. Good, right?
Great.
Great.
Like, Justin was very worried about this. Because he was drinking the mezcal beforehand just to kind of get...
Yeah,
and afterhand.
Pounding Jonathan Tyler's mezcal.
Yeah, boy, that thing was almost full before you touched that.
Yeah.
We needed it. Things are going a lot better now, aren't they?
Okay, we got you right up
So
here,
let's
though.
Take
that
a look at those
cool,
questions. Let me see those. Because I know
verbatim.
We had Bob write some of the serious hockey ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like, Soroy wrote...
Fernando chipped in.
Soroy wrote, when you're on the bench, how cold do your balls get?
And he laughed and answered. He was
and
great.
And so many, this was the one where in the meeting we're just debating, all right, what do we do when he hangs up?
Yeah.
Like right then.
Right. That was good stuff. Maybe a little too good. A little suspicious about it. Not saying, just saying, a little theory. Maybe somebody set him up. I don't know. Just saying. Coming up next, we got some more of the Mino Show. We'll take some more of your requests. Give me a call, 888-787-1310. We got some phone lines open. We got some good stuff from the day here on The Ticket. It's the Mino Show. And your host, David Mino, right here, doing it all. Today, I'm counting down your favorite segments from today's White Elephant Day, taking your calls at 888-787-1310. Got about 30 minutes left, so we got some time to play some more stuff. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you've been on hold for a little bit. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mino?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, man. Driving across the country for work, and since a lot of my buddies think I'm a drug mule, but I'm actually in the aerospace industry, I'd thought I'd do a little request for for a combination of both of those with a little pilot roundtable.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah. That was on this afternoon. It was Dan... George, Mike Soroy, Mike Reiner, and Fernando. Shout out to my dad, by the way, retired American Airlines pilot. They didn't have him on, but good dude. He's probably listening right now. Here is the pilot's roundtable.
Can I ask one question begin?
Yeah.
How do you even, let's say I go to college, I want to be a pilot. What's my major?
Aviation technology.
Okay.
You're out.
All right.
You're out. You can't do that. That's too much for you.
Probably not, yeah. I don't know. Communication seemed real easy.
It was, you know, where we went.
That and, sorry, teachers, but education also seemed like one. Oh, I'll just do that. You know, it's.
All right.
I had a roommate that did education. I did communication. They were so vague.
Well, let's get down to nut cutting time here, because Junior seems to have a problem with one of your fraternity brothers.
Yeah, we've heard
Sully
this.
Sullenberger.
Right.
Was he a fraud? What he did landing that thing? Could anyone do that?
No, I think Sully was a hero. That said, I think that the training that we endure all the time, a couple times a year we go to the simulator and train for this stuff, we train for that. And we have trained for it before Sully had that experience.
So if it happened to you, you would have also been a hero.
I would like to think that I could have done it too. Yeah. And
make
I'd like
it a
to
little closer
that,
to the microphone, just a little bit clearer.
All right, here we go. And I'd like to think that the other 70+ thousand pilots in the U.S. could pull it off, too.
So you're saying it was an easy landing?
I didn't
relatively,
say that.
Relatively.
He's
for, no,
he's
no,
got
no.
a bag. He's got nothing.
Yeah, really. He's... got a bag of nothing. It was a relatively easy landing for trained pilot.
As Mike would say about, I think he used to say it about tickers, you could train a chicken to do it.
Well, they said that about pilots, too. I guess, you know, the first person in space was a monkey. So,
right.
You know, that landing had never been done before, ever. Nobody had ever successfully landed an airplane in the water.
Well, I wouldn't say that about you guys.
No.
I mean, that seems pretty heroic, and I'm up there in the air flying around all those things thinking, man, what those guys do is impossible.
Well, Captain Sullenberger had a great career. He was a you know, he's an Air Force fighter pilot, and he had a great career in the Air Force, and he had a lot of time flying for the airlines.
So that was one of your more experienced pilots in the United States at that time.
You say no one's ever pulled off that move before?
That's correct. Yeah, there'd never been a successful passenger airline ditching in history.
So there's been some who tried to land on the water and the plane, for whatever reason, caught a wing and broke up, crashed?
There have been issues like that. There was one, I think it was in Ethiopia years ago, that had been hijacked. I think a lot of the people correct. Survived out of that. But, yeah, I mean, what he did had never happened before. And they had a lot going for him, too. The weather was pretty good that day, which you don't see out of LaGuardia mm-hmm. on most takeoffs. Sharp guys. And they didn't have a whole lot of time. I mean, they were in the water in about 4 minutes after they took off.
So could they have made it to the airport, Teterboro?
No.
No. No way.
C. Junior?
So you guys started in 1999.
Correct. At American.
That mean at American in 99. So right. you've been a pilot since before
correct.
That.
Correct, yeah. So most folks that get hired at a major airline have probably got 5 to 10 years or more of flying for smaller airlines or corporate operators or the military like Gavin. Before they get hired at a major airline.
Is this one of those things that you guys knew you wanted to do from the time you were kids?
Yeah.
Pretty
oh, yeah.
much?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I took a look at Aikman. He was 6'4 and had a cannon for an arm, so I'm not going to be the Cowboys quarterback. So I was like, let's go to that Top Gun thing.
Oh, yeah. Top Gun. Was that a big thing for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
For real?
Yeah. Fighter jets.
Getting girls.
I don't know about girls. Motorcycles.
Did you have two careers? Is there one pre 9/11 and one post? Like, did your job change a lot?
That's a great question.
You know, everybody suffered. Everybody suffered. The nation suffered. The pilots. We kind of call it the decade of, you can fill in the blank. It was a tough decade, you know. And we lost, you know, 3,000 Americans and the air crew that we lost.
Yeah, certainly. And I don't want to diminish that. But I'm just saying in the, you know, we all know that. That's all bad, right? But as travelers, our life changed now that we travel. It's so different. Like,
right.
as a pilot, is your life like, I know they used to let the door be kind of open sometimes when, right?
Yeah, it's
pre 9/11,
it's
the
very
door?
Different. It's the new normal now. I mean, it's been 15 plus years that we've been dealing with this. So we've just gotten used to it. But yeah, we used to blow right past the security guys and we'd wave as we said, you know, hey to the airport. And
they didn't check you?
Nobody hassled us.
You were the pilot. You were the kings.
Yeah. And at DFW back in the day, I mean, it didn't matter if you worked at Pizza Hut in the terminal or if you were a pilot. Everybody rode the employee train in and we walked to work. You never went through security.
And there's programs in place now, federal flight deck officer programs, where we carry 40 cal pistols in the cockpit. So if you get past that door, you might get a rude greeting.
Wow.
Yeah, so the game has changed.
It's changed.
Dramatically.
Like, and you guys had to get trained for that?
Yeah.
Okay, that was something you had never thought of before.
No, that'd be part of your job description, right?
Yeah.
It's from a career perspective, and, you know, we talk about our brothers and sisters that were laid off for 10 or 15 years, you know, trying to get back to flying. Yeah, it set our career expectations back dramatically. I mean, probably by 8 to 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. So it took a long time
affected
to recover.
Affected pocketbooks, perhaps, too?
Big time.
A lot of people had to move, you know, get new jobs, figure out a new career, become a real estate agent.
Divorces, you name it.
It was a tough, tough decade.
So you become a real estate agent, and then all of a sudden the 2008 thing happens. And
exactly.
Like, damn.
It's all pilot's
can't get away
fault.
From it.
It's pilot error.
What's the most dangerous thing, landing or takeoff?
Depends on the conditions.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say...
Or let's say they're equal. Ideal. Ideal conditions.
You know, neither are dangerous from just a basic perspective. I would say that in a landing environment, I've got more energy on the airplane. So I've got options to move the airplane. When you're taking off, you are just starting to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
You're slow. And you don't have a lot of options. Like it goes back to the Sully story. You know, if you take off out of an airport, you're only at 160, 180 miles an hour on takeoff. Where on landing, I started off at 330, 340 knots and decelerated all the way down to the runway. I've got lots of options with all that energy that's on the airplane. You don't get that when you're taking off. So, yeah. So we train a lot for that.
So I always think maybe this could be Mythbusters or something, because they say you'll read stories like, oh, Love Field is worried about all these birds or whatever. And I'm always saying that that's not that big of a deal. Birds are up there. And are birds a big problem for airplanes? Can a bird fell an airplane?
Well, most fields have a bash program, so they will get rid of the birds. They'll go out and they'll have noise devices to get rid of the population.
Oh, really?
They do.
So you are worried about birds.
The airport is.
Okay.
And that's what caused the Sully flight, right?
Was it a lot of birds?
Yeah, it was a number of Canadian geese, I believe, is what they hit. Right. So it took out both engines on the airplane. And those are big, you know, I don't know what, 15, 20, 25-pound birds each. They destroyed both motors on that airplane.
And then he became a hero, right?
Yep.
Then he became a hero.
See? Exactly.
It was essentially like, you know, putting a bowling ball on an engine.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
What are tough airports for you?
That's a good question.
Denver?
Not so much.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Altitude doesn't...
DCA, Washington Reagan
National. Yeah,
Washington
Reagan is probably one of the tougher airports domestically.
What about the airports that are in urban areas like Midway or something like that?
Midway's tough.
Or like Love Field, even.
Yeah, Love Field is not... I would not classify that as difficult as Midway. Midway's tough because the runways are really short.
Yeah.
Love Field's got more adequate runways. I don't even know if we go to Midway anymore. No. It's been 15 years since I've been up there.
I would say probably an American International is Tegucigalpa.
Honduras.
That was the Pilots Roundtable this afternoon on Sports Radio 1310 96.7 FM. The Ticket's White Elephant Day. Coming up next, we're going to take some more calls, some requests, maybe some Twitter requests. Give us a call, 888-787-1310, and we'll put you on. Hear from you. It's the Mino Show here on The Ticket. Welcome back to the Soul Patch. I am your host, Scott Harrison. I am playing your favorite moments from today's White Elephant Day here on The Ticket. Give me a call, 888-787-1310. I'll play whatever you want to hear. I got a request here. I wanted to play this. We haven't had anyone call in for it yet, but this was a good one from the day. This was Danny doing a bit. He revisited a bit from many years past, Clemity Clam Ham, and they did a new version of it here this afternoon on The Ticket.
Ah, yes. It is 11:18 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The holiday season is nigh upon us, and that can mean one thing and one thing only, White Elephant. Glad to be here this Wednesday. Glad to have drawn the midday slot. Don't want to work in your own slot, and you definitely don't want mornings. So thank you, Junior, for picking me. That is Junior Miller. We have Julie Dobbs. We have Norm Hitzkus. And Gordon Keith has apparently taken my advice and jumped off the building. After our...
Yay!
After, he's alive. He's maybe he's new Jesus because he rose from the dead. We just assumed that you just killed yourself after that last segment, but you were able to come back to life.
Is of significance.
Yes, but you did come back to life, and you brought snacks
and
for the entire
snacks for the entire me.
Yes. Oh. Anyway, this is the time where we're going to play a funny bit. If you'll remember, there were many years ago that a man named Microphone Johnson, who used to be a staple on this radio station, somehow got hired to be a spokesman for a weird meat product that was being released on the holidays. Let's go back about 15, 16 years ago and listen to the original commercial for Clemity Clam Ham.
Hello there. It's old Mike Johnson for Clemity Clam Hams, the only Texas ham featuring a new anti-wind ingredient. Hello, it's still Mike Johnson here. Has this ever happened to you? You eat a whole mess of ham on the holidays, and then you fog up your windows with your strong, potent butt air. Lord knows I do. Do your family a favor this holiday. Get yourself a Clemity Clam Ham and say goodbye to the rectal hurricanes that's kept your family prisoner for decades.
Mike, thank you for coming to our elegant dinner party. Did you get enough of the leading brand ham?
Does this answer your question?
Oh, my God. My nose is bleeding. It smells like hell.
That's right. Avoid the social awkwardness of post-ham nightmare ass. Get yourself a Clemity Clam Ham with anti-wind technology and make the holidays fun again. Remember, if you let your Clemity Clam Ham go bad, just drill a hole in it and pretend it's some old girl. Okay, Clemity Clam Ham. It's all pink on the inside.
Oh, okay. Once again.
You fear what comes out of your rear. Clemity Clam, Clemity Clam.
The Munchkin singing that.
So insane.
What happened?
Oh, no.
Did you like your leading brand ham? That was my favorite
word in that way.
So that was, 15, 16 years ago?
Yes, obviously.
And that ham has been so incredibly successful that this holiday season, Clemity
Bimini Clam Ham is back, along with their spokesperson, Microphone Johnson, with brand new holiday food products.
Hello there. It's old Microphone Johnson with Clemity Clam Ham, the only ham developed with anti-wind technology, which has made the holidays bearable for flatulence-prone families now for 15 years. Hey there, still old Microphone Johnson here. How are you doing today?
Edited this?
With the holiday season upon us, the folks at Clemity Clam Ham have developed some brand new side dishes with an all-new special anti-diarrhea ingredient specially designed to target family members that suffer from muddy holiday devil bottom, or MHDB. Remember that time that your old Uncle Otis went back for seconds and got a heaping pyramid of cranberry sauce, and then commenced to fill his dockers with gelatinous red foam?
Uncle Otis, are you really gonna eat all of that cranberry sauce?
You don't know me! Oh, good God! For that one Thanksgiving when Aunt Maggie thought it would be a good idea to top off 3.5 pounds of wet stuffing with an entire pecan pie.
Oh, Maggie, why on earth must you eat the entire pecan pie of the leading brand?
Out of my way, Herschel. I'm hungry. Oh, sweet Jesus!
No, not again!
And who can forget Christmas dinner when Grandpa spent all day drinking a case of PBR, then tried to soak it all up with a gallon of mashed potatoes?
Hey, Grandpa, you really gonna eat all them mashed potatoes?
Uh-oh. You're damn right I am! I was in World War II! I'll eat whatever I want! Oh, good God!
No, Grandpa, aim it away from the baby!
Oh! Stop the holiday madness and endless cleanup from the leading brand side dishes. This Christmas, reach for Clemity Clam cranberry sauce, Clemity Clam stuffing, and Clemity Clam mashed potatoes with the power to stop filthy diarrhea dead in its tracks. And remember, if your Clemity Clam side dishes go bad, just drill a hole in them and treat them like Cousin Kenny. Clemity what? Clam side dishes. It's better than sniffing some girl's ass.
Oh, okay. No.
Jeez, whoa.
Out of your ear, Clemity Clam, Clemity Clam.
It's a lo-fi.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Norm and Julie were not reacting throughout this entire bit.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them one bit.
So much to take in. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I couldn't even start to try.
My favorite part of the second one is stop the madness and endless cleanup.
Endless.
My favorite was, I was in World War II, I'll do whatever I want.
Aim it away from the baby.
Yeah.
It seems like the grandson was not the same.
Look, it's a modern society, Gordon. There's a such thing as
race
adoption.
Okay. Yeah.
They should rethink their ad campaign.
You think?
Yeah.
Initial reactions, Jules?
Coco?
No, not Coco. It was quite brilliant, actually. Quite brilliant. But my favorite is Clemity Clam, Clemity Clam, Clemity Clam.
Oh, when he kept saying it again.
Clemity Clam.
I can't do it.
Had you ever heard
I can't
of,
do it either.
Had but... you ever heard of Microphone Johnson prior to just now?
No.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I have, and it was beautiful.
Norm,
really
thoughts?
I'm trying to figure out if PBR was Pabst Blue Ribbon or professional bull riding.
Sports joke.
We got a laugh from our guests over there.
So that.
It's 11:25 on Sports Radio 1310.
Did that one get by the censors?
The ticket.
Oh, Norman. It's the Mino Show. Got a few minutes left. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Mitch in Dallas. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, what's up, Mino?
Hey, dude.
How's it going, man?
Great. How are you?
Good. You holding down the fort back at the station?
I'm doing my best. Doing my best. You want to hear a segment from today?
Yeah, let's do the morning one. Was it the Wife Olympics?
Yeah. We've got part two of the Wife Olympics. We played part one in the opening segment. Now we can play part two and figure out who the champion is.
How many Dallas Stars can you name?
Jamie Benn. Who's the goalie? Ben something. Ben Bishop?
Ooh.
Dang.
Spezza.
Whoa!
Yes.
Prepped.
Because I remember when we went to the last game that we were at, they were celebrating his 3,000th game or something.
Whoa,
game. That would be a lot, wouldn't it? A 1,000th game.
She's so calculated.
Oh, that one guy. That's helpful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know more.
Well, I love her thinking. She just lets the game come to her. Okay, that's it for Jen. She got three. And
pretty
now
good.
Let's roll with Kristen to see how many Dallas Stars she can name. Let's get down to Kristen, and here she goes.
And how about any stars?
Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn.
Well.
Oh, I don't even know their goalies' names anymore.
See you later. That's two for Kristen. So
poor Radulov.
After three,
she was
Jen
a big,
takes the lead with
Bruce fan.
With
what about
11.
Lindell?
For Meryl.
Twig and Kristen are now tied with 9, Julie with 7, Sally with 3. So now let's go to your Texas Rangers, and we'll start with Sally. Let's see how many Dallas Texas Rangers Sally can name.
Let's go to the Texas Rangers, because you're a big baseball fan. How many current Texas Rangers do you think you could name?
0.
You can't even take a guess.
I can, but he played a long time ago.
How about any Texas Ranger ever?
Pudge Rodriguez.
Okay. Okay. Any others?
That's it, huh?
That sign meant no. That's it. She got 0. So now let's go to Julie and ask Texas Rangers.
That's ridiculous, and I don't know any Rangers either.
Name as many Texas Rangers as you can. One.
One Ranger?
One.
Is Elvis still on there?
Yeah.
All right, there you go, there's one. Pudge isn't around anymore.
They never forget Pudge.
Good old days.
All right, so that's one for Julie. Let's go with Twig, see how many Rangers she can name.
Name as many Texas Rangers players as you can.
Oh, my God.
She's mad at you.
He just retired, too. I can't say Beltre. I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Beltre. Andrus. Is it a beret on the team?
Well, that's giving it a good shot. No, there's no beret on the Rangers.
Oh, Ortiz. The fighting guy. It's not Ortiz. Colin's gonna come to me. The one that always fight, or is something with an O?
He always fights.
It's not Ortiz or Hale or. Ooh, I'm gonna hate myself if I know the fighting guy. I'm gonna say. So I'm gonna say this.
No, say it. What you gonna say?
Maybe a Gonzalez.
Okay. Gonzalez or Lopez. Accent there. Double down. Anyone else?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry.
That's a good guess.
All right.
It's a way to go.
I said Andrew.
All right. So that's it for Twig.
So she's just trying to pick out any Latin name she can think
yes,
of.
Yes. After.
Is there a Berea on the
after
team?
She got stuck. She just wanted to.
Bill Mackinac Michelle.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
That's right.
Twig got one. Now, we're going to reverse.
Look at Obama's face.
We're going to reverse the order, and we're going to go Kristen here with the Rangers. And maybe have the finger ready? Kristen,
wait,
Rangers.
What do you mean? Oh, the double.
This won't take long. Rangers?
Oh. I don't even know.
None?
We didn't watch one game this season.
Hey.
Hey.
Not one.
I haven't had coffee.
She hasn't had coffee. She got a big fat 0. Now, we're going to end it like this because right now we have 10.
Trust you.
Jen has 11. Kristen has 9. Sally has 3. Julie has 8. So Jen automatically wins. But when you want to talk about the GOAT,
And you want to talk about what they do at their house when they're pillow talking or whatever? Let's listen to Jen name some Rangers, all right? Here we go.
Oh, no.
How many Texas Rangers can you name?
Jose Trevino now, right?
What?
Isn't he one of their catchers
he's
now?
He's in the minors.
But aren't they bringing him up?
Whoa.
You pause it?
Yeah. Well, then I don't know who our catcher is. Then.
He was at our home run derby, so she met him.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
that's
all right. Right. That's right.
That's
right.
The only reason.
That doesn't count.
I thought they were bringing him up.
No. Not yet.
Okay.
Do you want me to go rookie ball?
The catcher is right now.
I'll know the whole team.
Not Torino's.
Boo. He's now an Astro.
I know. That stinks. All right. Guzman. Rugi. Profar. Elvis. Joey Gallo. Willie Calhoun.
God.
Gosh, I know them. My brain is blanking.
Yeah, she's naming more Rangers than I can name.
Chris Martin.
Relief pitcher. Okay. It's out of nowhere.
That is some straight pillow talk in the Baz house.
But I remember his name.
Because of Coldplay, right?
Yes, exactly. Because I make that joke every time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Do you know his actual name?
Isaiah Kiner Falefa.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude.
What like, the
just,
hell?
I'm just going to stop it right there.
What the hell?
IKF. And then said his full name.
That's
I
badass.
I swear to God, Sean wants some sexy time and he goes, IKF. I can't believe it.
So let's not give away my game plan, right?
Well, if I accept, she was already at 8.
So
Sally
trounced.
Won?
Yeah, Sally won.
Low score win.
Jen dominates.
Did you guys
wife
have
Olympics.
Any luck with, Cowboy coaches? I know we're not going to play them, but...
Well, I did.
Yeah.
So he did pretty well on the Cowboy coaches on the bonus.
Yeah, I don't think Sally did real well.
No.
But that's okay.
See, my wife got mad because she goes, why don't you do EPL? Just start naming EPL guys.
Oh, my. Mine didn't say that either.
And yeah. Then she also said she could name the top 20 tennis players in the world or golfers in the world. I was like, no, that's not the game.
Then you can ask her anything you want about Pioneer Woman.
So congratulations, Jen. You're on the gold medal stand in the Wife Olympics.
Ringer.
Twig with a nice second place.
Total
silver
ringer.
Medal with 10. And then we roll out Kristen with 9 with the bronze. Julie and Sally, she's kind of sitting in the wings just watching.
Tough one, pal.
Tough one indeed.
Tough one.
Congrats, Jen, but you're all winners in my book. Coming up next, we've got one more segment left of My Choosing here on the Mino Show on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. Welcome back to the Mino Show. David Mino, I appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight. Thanks for listening all day. The White Elephant Day here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Just a few minutes left. We got one segment where Jake's got some funny audio for us.
All right, Jake's got funny audio for us.
Yes, okay, so you guys know that I think in drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
From my brief stint that has been completely forgotten as a board op. And I think all of us probably kind of do this.
How would you like to be remembered?
I don't want to get into it. There are things I wish I was credited for that I'll never be credited for.
Oh, buddy. Wow. Oh,
but
dear.
I used to make these prank phone calls with drops and try to get people to talk to them, and that was like one of my favorite things to do up here. And I remember several years ago, Corby did a bit where it was Corby and Fake Norm at the Barley House, and you guys used to replay it all the time. It's one of my favorite things the station has ever done. And so... we use those drops out of context all the time. So I sort of put together a little playlet, right? It's about four and a half minutes. And what this is in 4 or 5 years, when everyone in here is divorced, everyone that's doing White Elephant today, you all have to get back out into the field and start to talk to some women. But you're only able to speak in drops because that's the only way you talk in my brain. So if everyone that was here today for White Elephant, myself, Bob, Corby, Sean Donovan, and even Matt Birmingham... went out to hit a local pub 5 or 6 years from now when we're all divorced, enjoy the next 4 or 5 minutes of what it would sound like in my head.
So these are all guys y'all work with?
Yeah, they're all pretty recently divorced, and I remember my first one was pretty rough getting back out on the scene, so I figured we'd invite them out, help ease them back into things.
It's been a while for all of them, though. Not sure how this is going to go.
Oh, hey, here they are.
Hey, hey.
Hey, guys, this is our friend Jennifer. Jennifer, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I'm definitely seafood Bob.
That's a weird way to introduce yourself, but anyways, this is Corby.
Hey, call me the Cobra.
Does he really want me to call him that?
No, don't worry about it. This is Sean.
You're talking to a former Great Game MVP.
Cool.
And this is Donovan.
Hey, bitch, my name's Willie O'Ree.
Oh, yeah, he's, I guess, using some sort of alias since the divorce. Don't worry about it.
Cool. Well, it's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, great. So I'm going to grab us a round of shots. You guys can kind of get to know one another a little bit, and I'll be right back.
So, Bob.
What's up, girl?
Hey, so what's your backstory?
I'm a brand.
I'm a media guy. I came up with the idea for Twitter.
Really? That's cool. What else are you into?
Dude, I have a personal blog. I have a videotape in my house of every game I played my senior year.
He's not letting her talk at all.
I know she does not seem into
Point this week.
I saw Hateful Eight, too.
Look, I watch Downton. I watch movies with ice cream.
Wow, that's a lot about you and a lot about just watching stuff. Any other interest you missed?
I am interested in the Red Lobster state of business these days.
Okay, do you have any questions at all for me?
How would you rate your sexiness relative to a cat?
That's a really weird question, and I'm not going to answer.
I am freshly groomed,
and I'm kind of stroking it.
I'm guessing your private still smells.
That's really gross. I think I'm going to talk to someone else now.
I'm really drunk.
Oh, hey, hello, Corby, could you step in here, please?
What up, bitch?
Whoa, don't mind him. He's usually a pretty respectful guy.
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
Okay, all right, again, what? Why don't you just tell Jennifer a bit about yourself?
I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
Cool. That's modest. Oh, God. Yes, shots. Let's do shots. Let's all do one.
Hello.
Hey, Corbin, you good?
Die.
Get rid of her.
Die.
That's pretty aggressive. This guy seems hammered already.
I don't subscribe to Facebook. Have fun with your ass. How's your ass?
Oh, no.
There's a really fine line between what a push-up.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Are you? You know what's funny is you farting and claiming the queef title of the world.
What is he even saying?
Hey, shh. Condoms. No, right. Dude, condoms are good.
Does he know where he is right now?
Good luck with your crap. Take care of your vajayjay. Good luck, Jennifer. with your bottom.
Thanks, I guess. Wow, Jake, all of these guys are kind of awful.
No. Not Sean. I promise you. This dude is great.
Is this the guy with the Garrett impression?
It is. This is the guy right here. I've been telling everyone about it, dude.
I want to hear it.
Come on, man. You got to do it.
Now,
come on, dude. Don't be nervous.
You know, sometimes it's good to skip down the yellow brick road, put one shoe in front of the other. Of course, it's ruby red. We got to stack good days, deal with all this adversity, the flying monkeys, all of it.
That's good.
It was better this morning.
You know what? I'm going to go outside to smoke. I'll be right back.
If she tokes. She pokes.
Are you serious?
Now, that actually is usually true. But anyways, Donovan, please save this.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, what's your story? Why are you divorced?
I have great pubes.
Really? That's it? That's not so bad. I can deal with that.
I was nailing all these girls. White girls. Boobies and booties galore.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're just like these other guys.
I gotta snort some coke.
Let me paint that ass.
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
Oh, my God. Bad to worse. Roy, where the hell did you come from?
You are my whore. I want to treat you rough. Throw you around, spank and slap you.
And of course, Soroy has Mike with him. What is happening? Let's get out of here.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore. How about a quickie before I go?
Hey, who's this guy?
No. We are gone. That's it. Maybe we'll try this again next week.
We done, bitches. We'll holla.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
You're a tortured soul.
I don't know why we struck out like that.
I can imagine women not falling over themselves for those dudes.
When gray pubes is the least of
them. Yeah, that's why you got divorced.
That's not that bad.
Gray pubes. All right, well done, Jake.
Well done, Jake. That was Jake and the boys hanging out at the Barley House. Speaking of, I'm about to head out and get a drink, a nice little post-show drink. Thank you guys for listening to the Mino Show tonight. Thank you to Ryan Medain screening calls for me. This was fun tonight. Let's do this again sometime. Make sure to listen to The Ticket all week, especially Sunday mornings from 8 to 11, when you can hear myself and Justin Montemayor work in progress every Sunday from 8 to 11. Coming up next, we have Pharrell on the bench, or something like that. See ya.
Shut up, Mido!
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.